Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And we are coming to you from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios here on WGNS. And with the hot weather like we've gotten right now, doing chores like cooking, laundry, do that early or late. That helps keep homes cooler and reduce energy. Get more energy-saving tips for these hot summer days at mte.com/myenergyplan. Well, joining us now here from WGNS is James Price. James is with the Better Business Bureau and joins us every couple of weeks. And I'm sure you're staying cool, I hope, at least. Whoops, I've got you muted there. Hold on a second. That was on me. I'm supposed to unmute you, and I didn't do it, so there we go. Now I can hear you. Staying cool, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a good day to be indoors and get this, with this heat bubble or this heat umbrella fixing to hit everywhere. So it's going to be hot, a hot one coming up the next week or two.
Yeah, I think the I saw the forecast for like Monday and Tuesday. The actual air temperature is like 97, 98. So about 5 degrees warmer than we have been. So that's going to be yucky. But I guess that's just, we just have to deal with it. I don't know what else. There's not much we can do about it, I guess, right?
No, absolutely not.
Well, how are things going with the BBB? Keeping busy?
Absolutely. You know, today, I thought about, you know, people going back to school and, you know, where we needed to kind of focus energy. And I ran into this, student aid scam. And so what an appropriate time for us to reach out to our students and, make sure that they're not being scammed by, the professional scammers out there.
You know, I guess they make pretty good money at it because there are a lot of them, those professional scammers that you mentioned, but here are people that are trying to, you know, begin a career, do it the right way. And, you know, then you have people trying to scam them and, you know, gets people started off on a bad footing. But so, you know, I guess we're at the time now where college students, or incoming college students are looking at grants and scholarships and loans and all kinds of things like that. So this is a big time for that, I would think.
And, you know, for a scammer, the word grant really catches people's attention because that tells them, well, I don't have to pay this back.
Yeah.
So I'm going to apply for this grant. Well, that should be your first red flag, you know, especially if you haven't applied for a grant from these companies or any company, and that kind of thing. But a couple of things that's here to watch out for here, really. Scholarship scammers, you know, they promise money. And, of course, anytime you're being promised money, your antennas should go up. And the other thing that your antennas should go up for and the red flags is anytime anybody asks you for money, especially when – you have an unsolicited offer, and I don't really care where it's coming from. So anything that has to do with money at all, you know, we've talked before in the past about the DMV scams where the scammers are asking for payments for, you know, going over a bridge or toll road or something like that. Now I'm getting these that come in, look like it's supposed to be from a doctor's office. And it says, well, now we're going to bill you all the time via text message.
Mm.
And I'm going, all right, this is highly irregular. Why would any professional organization want to do all their business over a text? And even if it's a company that, or a doctor's office or whatever that you are familiar with, and you may have had services done there, I would still put the red flag up because I wouldn't think that any reputable, and I could be wrong, any reputable organization is going to rely totally on text messages to have you pay their bill.
Right, right. That's a critical part of it. Now, I have noticed that, you know, medical offices are using text for confirming schedules and things of that nature. And you obviously know if you've got an upcoming appointment. I had one this past week telling me that I needed to do an at-home sleep study and to call and schedule. And I was going to see the doctor at the sleep center as well. And I thought, well, that's odd. I've already done that sleep study. They know I have sleep apnea. So,
right.
But then I read it again and it said, hi, Betty. And I'm not Betty. So, but how in the world they got me? I have no idea. So just, it was a report and put in the junk. So
there you go. So let's talk about scholarships for a minute. You know, we already talked about how they're going to promise money. You know, BVB is going to recommend that you use a lot of caution when you're dealing with anything that comes with financial aid opportunities. Students are real susceptible to this and their families because they see that, oh, we can get part of your college paid for without paying any money. So you got to be wary of like websites and seminar and schemes and grants and financial, any kind of financial package, especially ones that have a fee attached to it. So a couple of things here really quick. Scholarship and financial aid scams, how they work, include tactics scammers use to trick students with fake offers, upfront fee, and fake checks. So most of the time that you're going to apply for financial aid, you shouldn't ever have to pay anything for it. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean if it's $5 or $10, whatever way that they want you to pay, once you pay, they now have your information. And so now they're going to come back to the well again over and over. Other red flags to watch for: unsolicited offers. And this goes not only for scholarships, but it goes for anything out there. If you have an unsolicited offer for something that requests for payment, or they have a vague answers, or they're supposed to provide certain aid providers out there, just be wary of it. And then tips to find a legitimate financial aid include relying on school counselors, using official government resources, and starting the search early to avoid rushed decisions, which now we're getting ready to start the season. And this is a good time for scammers because you're getting ready to apply for college. And within weeks now, you're going to have to pay money. And they're all over that. They're going to prey on your emotions because you're trying to find some money really quick to help pay for your college.
Good points.
So how they work: scammers typically claim to represent the government, a university, or a nonprofit organization. That's really the root of what happens here. And you'll see that some of these scammers will actually use a .org account, which is supposed to be for nonprofits, that kind of thing. But that doesn't mean that they can't find some way to get one of these .org websites. They're going to pose as a financial aid representative using words like national and federal to sound more official. Or they're going to claim that you won a scholarship without ever applying for it. And then they're going to ask you for this one-time payment processing fee. Remember, we've talked about in the past, anytime you win something, if there is some kind of a fee associated with it, it's a scam. You could win $10 or you could win $10 million. But if they ask for a fee to process it, you're in a scam. And the best thing to do is like hang up, or one, you got to kind of wonder how you got this far in the conversation right. in the first place. There's a scam track report out there where somebody reported utilizing a website appearing to be FAFSA. They are an easy target for students to fill out those applications, especially since they're using a .org domain name. And what they'll do is they'll ask for like a $5 or $15 or $25 fee just to process it. And they'll say, well, you know, this is how we stay in business, or, you know, we have to have these small fees in order to process it. It doesn't matter how much they're asking for. If they're asking for a fee, it's likely a scam. And so in one scam tracker report, there was a student that reported the website claimed to be a database of grants and scholarships for graduating high school seniors and anyone attending a post-secondary school or interested in research. The applications weren't easily accessible, and when they tried to cancel the membership because of it, they thought it had gone through. They'd been charged twice for the same thing without any kind of email or letter, and this particular student lost $100 to that scam. And to some people, $100 doesn't seem like a lot. To other people, it's like a lifeblood of money that goes into their account. So it doesn't matter how much money you're losing. And another scam, you know, the people were offering a guaranteed scholarship or grant. Well, if you have to apply for it, you would think that there's something that may hold you back for it, which means it's not a guarantee. And then, of course, there's a fee that goes along with that. And then as time goes by and the fee's paid, you don't ever hear anything back from them. And then trying to attempt to contact the representative, they discover that the company has so many conditions that it's almost impossible to get a refund. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, we've talked about before, if you ever want to buy something from somewhere, hang up before you make that decision and try to call their customer service line. If you can't get them on the customer service line before you pay them, you're not going to get a hold of them after you pay them.
You seem to say that every time we're on here. So, I mean, that's a key point. I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
Right. Another way they do this is they'll send you a check. And of course, you know, the employment scammers will do this too. They'll send you a check and then they'll send you too much. And they say, well, you got to pay the money back for taxes and fee, but we've already included it in the check. So just what you need to do is when you get the check, we've kind of covered those fees for you and those taxes. So just send us the money back that we've already paid you up front to apply for these fees. Well, then you're out the money that, you know, you paid them back because you find out pretty soon that the check wasn't any good. And then, of course, you know, there's another one scheme out there where they advertise 100% scholarship for students who can't afford the cost of their courses. They were approved. I wasn't told I'd still have to pay $99 shipping fee for the card to get the course without paying, you know. So it's very misleading what appears to be false advertising.
Yeah.
So again, you know, if it's a grant or a scholarship, and they're asking you to pay, you need to disconnect from these people as soon as possible.
Yeah, great information here with James Price of the Better Business Bureau. Scholarship scams, things of that nature, financial aid. We're going into that season. Kids getting ready to go to college, MTSU, College Town. All of this kind of makes sense. Any final thoughts here in the next 2 minutes we've got left?
Yeah, so just the bullet points on this, how to avoid these scams is one, be aware of unsolicited offers. It's generally free to apply for scholarships. Avoid guaranteed scholarship offers. Actually, avoid that word guarantee in a lot of situations. Verify the organization. You know, anytime you're applying for this, it shouldn't be a one and done call. Take your time. Ask lots of questions. Rely on guidance counselors or college financial aid office. That's the place to go. Those people should actually know what's going on. And be aware that a check can bounce even after the bank allows the cash to be withdrawn from the deposit. And, of course, you can get more information on studentaid.gov. You can go to bbb.org and that sort of thing.
That's a hard lesson to learn if you haven't experienced it. It's not one that I would suggest, you know, that last point about the check can bounce even after the bank allows it to go through for withdrawal, because you're the person on the hook for that when it bounces.
Absolutely. And just a kind of a pre-announcement here, we are bringing back Coffee and Connections. We have one slated for August 26th. It's going to be at Middle Tennessee Electric. It's going to be a great networking event, and we will have an educational piece out there for businesses to get best practices about what's going on in business and how to find more business or how to relate to customers. Watch for that coming soon from BBB.
Okay. Well, it's, I guess now that we're talking about going back to school, getting back, hopefully we're getting back to a normal rhythm of things. And so that's a good time to do those. And did you say again, it was at MTE?
Yeah, it's going to be at Middle Tennessee Electric, sponsored by Middle Tennessee Electric, United Communications, and Integration Concrete.
All right. Well, very good. Very good stuff. Great information this morning, and we'll continue to tell you about that coffee and connections with the BBB. James, thanks so much.
See you, Brian.
That's James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining us here on Rutherford Issues. A reminder that if you missed part of the show, the podcast, it will be up shortly at WGNSradio.com. So be sure to check it out there.